the news as well. To start with, though, this morning, it's kind of a Canadian thing, isn't it? Canoeing is probably as iconic as you get when it comes to Canada. When you picture something really, intrinsically Canadian, you think of canoeing. Pierre Burton said there's nothing more canoeing than nothing more Canadian than Canadians making love in a canoe. Pierre Trudeau used to canoe all the time. But, of course, it's such a part of our history, which is why there's a bit of a fight going on in an area where the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources says a waterfall, rapids, and a dam pose a risk to swimmers and canoeists. And the whole thing has now ignited a legal battle over whether the public has a right to portage. In this particular case, near Bala Falls. Joining me right now with regards to the SaveTheBalaFalls.com is Mitchell Schneider. Hello, Mitchell. Welcome.
Good morning, Tim.
Mitchell, can you kind of explain the fight? What's going on? What is it that the government wants to do that people are kind of fighting back against?
It started almost 10 years ago, and there's been a proposal to build a hydroelectric generating station at the Bala Falls. Bala is about 20 kilometers northwest of Gravenhurst in Ontario.
Yeah, know it well, yeah.
And there's many aspects to the fight, but one that has come up recently is that the location for the proposed station would obstruct a portage that's been there for as long as anybody knows, as long as there's record of.
Right. So they want to get rid of it.
That's correct. They would want to build this generating station exactly where the portage is.
What's the fight? I mean, is there any way of saving it? Well, you know, is there any kind of a compromise in this at all?
Well, we certainly wish that they would look at that. There used to be a generating station from about 1920 to 1970 at this location, and it was able to coexist with the portage because the generating station was sized reasonably for the site.
I mean, how necessary is the upgrade to the power generating there? I mean, do people agree that it's needed?
Well, there's always a need for electricity, and I must admit that hydroelectric generation is probably one of the better ways, so long as it's in the right location. And that's our concern. As we know, the provincial government has a big push for green renewable energy. The problem is that not all sites are the same. I've personally visited 17 hydroelectric generating stations in southern Ontario, and they're in great locations. And I've looked all around these sites, and there's no boats, there's no accessibility, there's no parking lots, there's no washrooms, there's no stores. It's just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's a great location, but that's not the situation in Bala.
Some people will say this has more to do with, you know, upscale cottagers and that kind of thing, and the kind of upscale Muskoka living. Has that got anything to do with this?
Not at all. Our family cottage has been near, a couple kilometers from this location for 45 years, and we always walk into town. And you take a look at town, and even right now, this is peak time of the summer, it's not that prosperous a place. It's a small town, but there are closed storefronts even during the summer. And everything in Bala, the area's economy, revolves around recreation and tourism, people coming to visit. People that don't have cottages. I was there this weekend, and there's a family of people, and you can just tell they drove up because you can fish for free. You can go swimming for free. You can climb on the rocks for free. There's no, you don't have to pay anybody for anything. You don't have any entrance fees or permits required. You can just enjoy the area. It's for anybody.
You know, part of the story which really kind of scared me a little bit is in its argument, the Ontario government says that the public, you and I, have no legal right to use Ontario's public lands, that it's only a privilege, that it's not our right, which would come as a great surprise to an awful lot of Ontarians, I think.
I agree. That was an interesting statement. The public has no right to use public lands. The problem is that this could extend to the government just without any public consultation, without any justification for whatever their own reasons are to promote any private development, could just say, public, you can't have access to this. And there's history to this area. The portaging, people don't realize, especially with as many new Canadians as there are, how important water transportation has been to the development of Canada. And if you just choose where you feel like shutting things down and saying, well, you can walk your canoe down the road over here, never mind it's dangerous, never mind you're walking through parked cars, you have to have some respect for our history. That's why people build museums. That's why cultural heritage is important.
Yeah, this could be a very precedent-setting for a lot of things, and I know that's come up in the arguments a lot. Where do you go now? What happens now?
We've been concerned about this proposed generating station and many aspects of it, the public safety aspect of it, the area's economy, for a long time. There has been an ongoing court case, and this continues, but there are many other concerns that we're pursuing as well.
Mitchell, a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you for the opportunity and your interest, Tim.
That's Mitchell Schneider, who is at the heart of SaveTheBalafalls.com to this interesting fight between the government and the folks who want to maintain a portage, or as they say in Niagara Falls, a portage. You know that's where Portage Road came from, right? Because that was initially the route, as our American friends say. Portage Road was the portage that they that the folks used to use to go around Niagara Falls. But somehow, over the years, we've kind of changed the name.